Welcome to our program, Taking Care of Business. It is part of our worldwide Network for Success programming. Taking Care of Business will help you learn how successful managers and business owners manage their businesses, capitalize on opportunities, and overcome adversity. Our objective is to help you understand and apply their insights, then use your expertise in your own business or job so that you can become more successful. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper. Here is your host, Joe Camara.
Are any of these in the way? Because I moved them a tad.
Not
enough. Okay. So we're not on yet, but the first question is, I'm going to say hi. This is Joe Camara. I'm your host for today. We're going to be talking with Steve Ritchie, and I want to know what title you would like me to give you.
Founder and owner.
Founder and owner?
Yep.
Great.
You may want to move the mic, or if you could possibly move your laptop a little bit closer.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Just sits a little more in the middle of you.
Okay, yeah. I got it. I'm working on it. Do you want to do a mic check?
That should be fine. I can make any like minor corrections, but that'll just mitigate the corrections that I would need to make.
Well, I'm not so much concerned about me because I tend to holler, but I'm concerned about Steve.
I whisper. Can you hear me?
Okay, and is should I just say WBXELD or?
Yep.
Okay. And so the title?
Channel 56 would be good.
Okay, great. That's what I need to know. Okay. And anything else that I should say? I'm gonna ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself. So, I'm referring to you as a retired. I didn't say from what.
Right.
In there. So again, however you want to phrase or do whatever, I'm basically gonna have you introduce yourself and. Right. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you evolved into this building a station, TV station, I guess. I've got TV station there. And so that's what we're going to do.
All right.
All right, you all set?
I'm set.
Mary, I think we're going to officially start, so just so you know.
Wonderful.
Okay. Really is designed to help somebody think
Welcome.
About
Welcome. I'm Joe Camara, your host for today.
We're going to be talking to Steve Ritchie,
we think it
founder and owner of WBXELD, Channel 56, a TV station. And that's what we're going to be talking about, building
and
a TV station.
As you see, this
Welcome,
is part of a series of programs.
I'm great. How
which
are
all designed to help okay. someone double
Good
their sales.
Tell us a little bit how you evolved from your past life into this new life.
Another one
following on, you can start. The
beginning will repeat. It's unfortunate that,
during that course
you're here in the middle, but
I was
hopefully you'll see some power and value in this concept.
Survived.
So
I did survive, got back to work.
One of the other parts of this idea is that if you have good packages, whether they're product or service packages,
I realized I was going to have to start looking for some other. I wasn't ready to retire completely.
It should help you
identify
and use these packages with your ideal customer. We think this is another idea
that
small businesses don't focus on very well. I used to have a customer in the physical fitness business. And I would ask them who's your ideal client, and they would say everybody.
And stuff like that. And I sort of became interested.
I don't agree with that. And I hope you don't agree with that either. Because somebody who has no money who's on welfare may not be able to work out. Maybe if the state will pay for that physical facility, then maybe they're a potential customer. But might be much more difficult than having somebody walk in the door who has the funds to pay for the fees and sign them up, especially someone who doesn't have disabled, unless they have special programs for the disabled.
So tell us from the actual day that the station turned on
that's ideal
till
for
now,
disabled
what's been
clients.
Going on?
And maybe then they would be their ideal customers. But
it was an eye-opener for me to realize how much work would
that be. So who's the ideal customer? They didn't know, and we tried to help them focus on that so we could do what?
I actually acquired the station in August and then got it out of the air.
Increase sales by targeting
so,
the characteristics of these ideal customers.
Was able to get some.
And so if we do this effectively, we should be able to help a business increase their competitive advantage because they're not wasting money on targeting people that they shouldn't be targeting. So what are we going to learn today? The who, what, where, when, and how type stuff. We've got a bunch of steps that someone would follow to go through this process.
That I was able to acquire and put together.
These are the benefits that we see. There are six. I don't know that I need to read them. Maybe for the TV audience, they'll be getting the PowerPoint presentation slide as well. So.
So explain this for someone who's not familiar with the low power and the dots, because I'm not all that familiar with it. 56.1 means something, 56.2 or 55.2
another
or whatever.
Another area that we see that small businesses, a few years ago, the FCC decided that all they don't have a perpetual marketing system.
Broadcasting analog, which
talking with someone the other day, was in the real estate
TV station,
business.
One channel. When you go digital, you've got
from
the capability to multicast.
Doesn't do much consistent marketing, although he's part of a large organization.
Devoted
but
to your
his
channel,
own marketing activities are sporadic. That, so. They depend mostly on what his needs are to sell
six,
up somebody some piece of property.
One channel.
And so this, his marketing system looks like this, rather than one that looks like this. And hopefully one that looks like this is more cost-effective because it's ongoing, day after day, week after week, month after month, however you design it.
So it's a digital antenna,
an
right?
A digital element of this.
It doesn't have to be high def, though.
We think
no,
HD.
No, just a digital antenna, and you can buy them at Walmart.
And so that's a way to improve your marketing.
Radio Shack.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 returns on Retro TV.
Ah, good old-fashioned nightmare fuel.
Is he always 100 years old?
That's my spice rack!
Whoop. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me clear the shot.
What, is this a Bergman film?
I'm not getting smart.
I can't.
It's called Evil Kid.
The bots are back. Saturday at 8 on Retro Television.
It stinks.
Taking care of business. Every day. Taking care of business. Every way we be taking care of business.
Welcome to Cozy TV. The newest member of the NBC Universal family. A new network designed by broadcasters for broadcasters.
Aloha!
Look at me!
Here you are, Charlie.
Already launching in the top markets, including New York, LA, and Chicago. Cozy TV will bring back some of the greatest shows in history and bring home the ratings. Sit back and relax during the week with a $6 million man. Dr. Marcus Welby, Charlie's Angels.
But to work for a man you've never laid eyes on seems so impersonal.
Highway to Heaven, The Bionic Woman, Magnum P.I.
Well, I just want you to know that I'll be thinking what a wonderful guy you are the whole time I'm swimming.
Plus, hit movies.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And preemptions featuring local windows, specially created for broadcasters to showcase local programming, sports, or news.
So did you hear my cell phone go off earlier, Janet?
Was that your cell phone?
Then on weekends, Cozy TV in its prime is all about living life to the fullest, broadening your viewership with exclusive originals.
So let the fun begin.
There's celebrity butts that have graced the stoop.
This is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Cheers, doll. Whether you're buying, selling, redesigning, or just streaming, we've got you covered.
Welcome to our home. Let's check it out.
And that's just the beginning.
Now, our bachelors have started cooking for our bachelorette.
What excuse have you made up to get out of a date?
I have to wash my hair.
Oh, my goodness.
The past and present have come together with Cozy TV. It's the easiest decision you'll make all day.
Tune in to Heartland for the best in true country music. Relive vintage specials, one-of-a-kind concerts, and country music's earliest videos. Heartland is the heart of country, the only place where you can find country music, country stars, and country lifestyles 24/7. Heartland, the heart of country.
Or buy them online.
So I already told you how the concept or originated.
Buy one.
So what is product service pay?
Number of stations that you can
well,
find because
this little diagram is going to help us start out. And for those that are in the audience, we've got a little handout that's
I think
a little
on your website you have
drawn
a listing of stations. I think you have over 30.
Yep. And it's still needs to be updated. It's always getting updated because there's been additional channels in this Buffalo market alone that have come on. And just all sorts of different choices. This, what you get on cable TV is you can get over the air. Maybe not your ESPN, but a lot of different variety of, you know, women's channel, men's channels, sports channels. They're all there, free.
Great. Well, I think that's an important point, so that's what I'm going to ask you. When someone asks you what business you're in, what do you tell them? How do you phrase what your activities are?
I am in broadcast TV is what I'm in. So, you know, that's when I tell people, because some people ask, well, are you on cable? And I said, and I explain them, no, we're not on cable. We may eventually get one of the channels on cable, but we're on broadcast over the air TV.
There's some programming you're just rebroadcasting from others. But in our particular case, we're making an original program. Do you have interest in having more original programs?
Right, and it's the history how we got connected was that on my webpage I posted for people.
Who else is going to do it? Then somebody has to manage that process. So whose responsibility is managing the process of the commercial? Is it the customer's? Or is it Steve's? Or is it a combination of the two? So in our opinion, the service part, if there's some management by Steve involved, is an element of that service package. Okay, so I'm going to make up a number. It's not the real. Well, maybe I should use. Should I use a real number, Steve? All right. We set a number for. Give me the right number for 400 commercials, right?
Right.
Okay, and I believe that number is $1,800. $1,500. All right. Now. If that's the basic unit that he's selling, it's not. He has other alternative ways, but let's just pick this one as the basic unit. And that's all we do. We air the product and help manage to get it produced so that it's ready to be aired and the customer is happy with it. So there's a subcontractor involved who may or may not be part of this process. If you're, is the subcontractor being paid out of this money? He's not.
No.
It's a separate thing. Okay? So. What's the next level of packaging? If we call this level one, that could happen. Well, we would have the same basic element here. However, we're suggesting there may be a lot of other things that could be enfolded around this basic package to create a level two, which is much more complete in terms of airing products for Steve. So we've offered that if he gets a customer in a small business that wants to test having a show or presentation, we'll participate in that. So can he charge his customer a little extra for that? Probably, because he's getting the value that we're getting out of creating a presentation or creating an interview. And being able to use that since it's digital in many different ways. So the concept of this is that as you think about businesses, and each one of these should be approximately the same size, there should be at least three levels. Of packages that a business should have in their portfolio. And tell me a little bit about your experience. When you go to buy a car, how many of you want to buy a stripped down car? Anybody? Probably not. You want to buy a car with all the bells and whistles, right? Now, are the car companies doing this to some degree?
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the product side, right? What about on the service side?
They're doing that now too. When I bought my Hyundai, I got, you know, free oil changes for the life of the car.
Okay. So this is the idea here, that as we're making a sale of a car, let's say it's a mid-level car, doesn't have all the bells and whistles on it, it's got most of them, They're pretty good at packaging additional bells and whistles on the product side. But what about the service side? You've mentioned one service is oil change, right?
I do.
What else?
Tire rotation.
Well, you have to pay for that, right?
No, there's
built in?
There's built in maintenance.
There's service plans that you can
buy or get.
Yeah, no, you buy them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
With the
but they're add-ons.
Yes.
They're not part of the package. Transit Town includes the oil change, right?
Yeah.
But if you're adding on, it's not part of the package. What we're saying is your package should be have a standard package. Now, that doesn't mean you can't sell add-ons. You can sell add-ons. You can sell extended warranties. You can sell rust inhibitors in your car and so on. But those are all optional. We're suggesting you think about building a package that is a standard level 2 package that everything comes in that package that you want to buy.
So you're saying the car and the service.
Yes. The oil, like the oil changes, it's built in. What else could be built in? Well, if you have a problem, one of the things they do is what? You have to leave your car there. Many companies, car companies, bigger car companies, have a shuttle service, right? But do they help you understand the value of that when you're making the purchase? I doubt it.
No.
I doubt it. So you're getting hidden services or hidden things they may or may not tell you about, but are part of the package and the expectation. What are other expectations you have of a company when you buy something from them that they don't talk about much?
Warranty.
Okay.
Updates, if there are changes, recalls.
Okay. The recall process is an important one. Do they tell you how to make that simple and easy for you? Probably not. They're mostly focused on the product sale. And we're saying that they should be focusing, any company should be focusing on a combination of the products and services, and what's the key point? What's the value of the package? Why is the value of the package important? The value to who?
Yeah.
The value to the customer, right? Mm-hmm. So if you ask, do you like the idea that we provide free oil changes? And somebody says, no, I always go to the guy down the street that I prefer. Well, that's not of any value to them. Could you reduce the price by taking that out? Could you buy a car if it comes with aluminum wheels or mag wheels, get standard steel wheels? Can you reduce the price of the cost by taking that out? You can. So what does this allow you or the business owner and the customer to do? Not only negotiate on price, but...
On the value, what they really want.
Tailor make it to what they really want, and maybe reduce the price. So if this standard price went from $1,500, the basic stripped-down model, to, let's say, $2,000, maybe we could, by taking certain elements out of this, we could reduce the price of the package and reduce their financing costs and make them happier if that's really something they don't want or need. We can do the same thing with the products, of course, as I mentioned, with the steel wheels. So this gives us a better time in talking with a customer and going through the values of what it is that they really want and need. I tend to, when I buy a car, be pretty confident I know what I want. And so I generally tell them what I want. But it seems to me a lot of people are paying MSRP for things, for cars that they don't necessarily need to pay for. So how can somebody build a long-term customer, which is, again, part of this idea? If you're building a customer by giving them what they want and need and a price that they would prefer to pay rather than the standard price, a lower price, chances are you might keep that customer for a longer period of time. How many of you buy repeatedly from the same car dealer? 2 out of 6? I don't. I have bought a couple of times from the same dealer, but not often. So this dealer is forfeiting my business in the future by not working effectively with me to get exactly what I want and need. So I'm suggesting that this idea helps make sure. Now, if you're selling one-off pencils for 10 cents, there may be no value in this. But if you're selling a commodity, what's your opportunity? One-off pencil might be 10 cents here, right? What's your next package?
Colored pencils.
Well, I would say 10 package of pencils. 10 pencils, 100 pencils, a full box of pencils if you're in an organization. So this concept can work very well for commodity businesses. Because I was talking with a manufacturer just on Monday, and he has a customer that's a pain in the neck. And we were talking about how what this customer wants and how he's dealing with it. And he's gotten them to realize that if he does extra work for extra pay, he can solve some of their internal organizational problems so that there are no glitches in the ordering process and the delivery process. So we didn't have the value of my little chart here, but we talked about this concept and how he can build in additional services for his customers to ensure that he keeps and not only keeps their business, but makes their business profitable both for him and the customer. So we're suggesting you think about building packages that have benefits in them and identifying the value of those benefits both for the person who's selling the benefit. I don't know what the benefit of the oil change is, but if it's easy, fast, convenient, no cost, that benefit may be worth, what, $200? Well, might be worth a couple over the life of the term, right?
Right. Yeah.
Is it worth a couple hundred dollars to the dealer? I would suggest it's worth more than a couple hundred dollars to the dealer.
Yeah, because you come in, you do other things.
Exactly. They find a broken windshield. They find tires that are worn. So to me, this is a huge opportunity, and I cannot understand why every car dealer isn't doing this. It just doesn't make sense. And I've been on this beating this drum for years. I don't have a car customer at the moment. It just doesn't make sense to me. Because the opportunity for the dealer is very good. So if you can think about ways to build in customer contact, especially face-to-face contact, with using a product or a service that they buy from you, there are these opportunities to sell add-ons and upsell and so on. So two things need to happen. You need to determine the value that you think a customer might get out of it, let's say a couple $100s, and the value that the business might get out of it, which might be a couple $1,000s in long-term repairs and maintenance and upkeep and so on, tires, and so on, fluids, etc., other fluids.
If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 any time of the day or night. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service management consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business-building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper. If you missed some or all of our show, you may view it again by logging into our website. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.networkforsuccess.com for more details. Thank you for joining us.
Tune in to Heartland for the best in true country music. Relive vintage specials, one-of-a-kind concerts, and country music's earliest videos. Heartland is the heart of country, the only place where you can find country music, country stars, and country lifestyles 24/7. Heartland, the heart of country.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 returns on Retro TV.
Ah, good old-fashioned nightmare fuel.
Is he always 100 years old?
That's my spice rack!
Whoop. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me clear the shot.
What is this, a Bergman film?
I'm not getting smart.
I can't.
It's called Evil Kid.
The Bots are back Saturday at 8 on Retro Television.
It stinks.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way we be taking care of business.
Welcome to Cozy TV, the newest member of the NBC Universal family, a new network designed by broadcasters for broadcasters.
Aloha.
Look at me.
Here you are. Charlie.
Already launching in the top markets, including New York, LA, and Chicago. Cozy TV will bring back some of the greatest shows in history and bring home the ratings. Sit back and relax during the week with a $6 million man, Dr. Marcus Welby, Charlie's Angels.
But to work for a man you've never laid eyes on seems so impersonal.
Highway to Heaven, The Bionic Woman, Magnum P.I.
Well, I just want you to know that I'll be thinking what a wonderful guy you are the whole time I'm swimming.
Plus, hit movies.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And preemptions featuring local windows, specially created for broadcasters to showcase local programming, sports, or news.
So did you hear my cell phone go off earlier, Janet?
Was that your cell phone?
Then on weekends, Cozy TV in its prime is all about living life to the fullest, broadening your viewership with exclusive originals.
So let the fun begin!
We're celebrity butts that have graced the stoop.
This is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
She is dull. Whether you're buying, selling, redesigning, or just streaming, we've got you covered.
Welcome to our home. Let's check it out.
And that's just the beginning.
Now, our bachelors have started cooking for our bachelorette. What excuse have you made up to get out of a date?
I have to wash my hair. Oh, my goodness.
The past and present have come together with Cozy TV. It's the easiest decision you'll make all day.
Theater 3000 returns on Retro TV.
Ah, good old-fashioned nightmare fuel.
Is he always 100 years old?
That's my spice rack!
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me clear the shot.
What is this, a Bergman film?
I'm not getting smart.
I can't.
It's called Evil Kid.
The Bots are back Saturday at 8 on Retro Television.
It stinks!
EBJ brings back the best children's shows for both kids and adults. Remember or experience for the first time the adventures of Lassie and her child companion, or the exploits of the Lone Ranger as he battles injustice in the West. Rediscover your childhood with cartoons like Fat Albert, He-Man, and the Masters of the Universe. Learn about marine life and the world's different occupations with shows like Aqua Kids Adventures and Real Life 101. All these shows and many more on PBJ, Classic Entertainment for Kids.
Tune in to Heartland for the best in true country music. Relive vintage specials, one-of-a-kind concerts, and country music's earliest videos. Heartland is the heart of country. The only place where you can find country music, country stars, and country lifestyles 24/7. Heartland, the heart of country.
Retro TV, your home for classic television. The greatest shows in history are here for you to enjoy. Join Cosby and Culp as secret agent men in I Spy. Ride along the Ponderosa with the Cartwrights in Bonanza. Hit the beat with Joe Friday in Dragnet. And that's not all. Retro TV offers endless fun and excitement for the whole family to enjoy. Retro TV, the best in classic television. Mystery Science Theater 3000 returns on Retro TV.
Ah, good old-fashioned nightmare fuel.
Is he always 100 years old?
That's my spice rack!
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me clear the shot.
What is this, a Bergman film?
I'm not getting smart.
I can't.
It's called Evil Kid.
The bots are back. Saturday at 8 on Retro Television.